Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
I'm an ass.
Yeah, buddy.
And,
yeah,
and you know,
that's true.
I got to tell you something, Mike. Now, I guess I got to say it. Tonight might be my last show with you. This might be it. This might be my last show here at Fox Sports Radio. This
full day of announcements all over
this
the place.
This might be
let
it.
Let me tell you.
This might be it. No. This really. It might. No, that's not.
You had a good run, Jay.
Close my eyes.
This may be my last show. May turn it over into the Mike Harmon Show tomorrow.
Baffination.
In about 75 minutes, I'm going to apply to be the USMNT head coach, and they may hire me to get ready for the World Cup.
They may have
a job opening. They have the job opening in about 75 minutes. It's going to happen.
You know how to coach defense well.
I do.
The only thing you need to do is actually encourage your defenders to get back to their damn spots.
Hey,
spring league, spring all-stars a year and a half ago, an 11-game season. We won undefeated. We gave up 3 goals in 11 games. I am a defensive whiz. I'm a whiz. I'll keep the ball out of the back of the net. More importantly, I love it. Listen, I got to apply right now. Will you be a reference for me? Because they may call you, like, right away. Like, if right after the game ends, I'm going to send my resume in through Indeed, and they're going to call me right away, and they're going to say, hey, great. I'm going to say Mike Harmon is my reference.
I'll verify all your dates of employment. Sure.
Okay, good. All right. They may call you for that. Right now, Honduras leads the United States 1-0, a great play, a great header. John Brooks completely leaves his zone, doesn't get back, and Honduras puts it in the back of the net, and they lead the United States 1-0 right now in what has been a craptastic first week of World Cup qualifying. And the same thing I can tell you now about the team is the same thing that I've told you for the last week and a half. They have no sync. Their players have no chemistry with each other. There's none. They have no identity. When Christian Pulisic is asked, why are you struggling? What's going on? And all of his answers are very evasive. This tells you he doesn't believe in the game plan. When you're talking about a captain, and yes, he's only 22 years old, but clearly he's the best player the United States has, and he could wind up being the best player we've ever had. When he doesn't sit back and say, listen, this is what I believe in, this is what we're doing, this is what we're all trying to accomplish, but every question and answer period right after the game the other night against Canada, when his answers are all, I don't know, I'm trying to put a finger on it, it's really difficult, I'm not sure. This is a huge message that the team really doesn't know what their identity is and what they're trying to accomplish. We are talented. We are deep. If it was a case of the United States wasn't talented, wasn't deep, like it wasn't. No, but we've had a huge explosion in soccer the past 20 years here, especially the last 10 years since Landon Donovan's goal against Algeria. We should be reaping the benefits of that. And player-wise, we are. But we still can't get somebody to come in and say, okay, this is how we're going to take advantage of our team. This is what we're going to do. This is our identity. We're going to be an attacking team. We're going to be a counterattack team. We're going to be a defensive team. We're going to be a park the bus team. Whatever we're going to, I don't know. And I don't think the team knows. And they throw guys out there and they just sort of play. And it's like, here, we put a lot of talented people together and we're just going to go out there and just go play. And this is what happens. There's no sync. There's no chemistry. There's no identity. And if they come out of this with a loss to Honduras now, because Honduras is going to park the bus and try to win this game 1-0. Don't think that's not going to happen. It's already happening. And the United States comes out of 3 winnable games with 2 points. Yeah, there's a new head coach. The thing is, I don't know who you're going to bring in. Who are you going to bring in? Who are you going to bring in and say suddenly, okay, now I know what's going on? You had to get a guy who was an MLS, just a guy, to come in and coach the national team. I don't know that there's a big answer out there, but sometimes change for change's sake can work. And maybe the next guy to come in is going to have a better plan and say, this is who we're going to be with the United States. Because when that happens, a team plays slow. When they don't know what their identity is, what they're trying to accomplish, you're not playing fast. You're thinking too much. You're trying to figure things out on the fly. That's what the United States national team is. Has been doing. Yes, it was great winning the Gold Cup. That was awesome. We make it to the finals all the time. All you gotta do is beat Mexico. Great, we beat Mexico. Mexico's having no problems right now in CONCACAF qualifying. No problems. But yet here we are. We're going to come out of the first 3 games with 2 points. Good luck.
Well, and you had to send Weston McKennie, one of your new stars, home, right, for violating protocol and having folks coming to his space, which is just not good for anybody in these circumstances when you're trying to, you know, have these qualifying games and get through unscathed, at least from the health and safety protocols. But defensively, they've been a disaster. And what the larger thing is, you say, if they were to decide to excise Berhalter tonight, all the guys that have been part of the U.S. program in the past that have been critical, they've kicked them away. They've done everything they can to not only have arm's length. It's like, here, now we're doing electricity, and there's like 4 guys in between you and where you can get anywhere back in terms of even commentating on games if you've been critical of the management before. So there's a lot of guys that would be qualified to perhaps step in and help lead the organization that you're just you've disqualified them, you know, based on such statements. So now it would be a very curious hiring search. We might as well just have a reality show where we have 10 guys and women that have to go and try to apply for the job. But so far, a number of near misses. This could easily be a 2 or 3-0 game at this point.
I tell you, it's amazing. You know, and look, Greg Berhalter was someone who was just sort of the when the United States was playing well, it was more of the, hey, we got a little bit more talent than we thought we had, and guys are making individual plays, and he's kind of been reaping the reward of that, but I've not seen an imprint that he's had. At least Klinsmann, at least with Jurgen Klinsmann, you could say that was his team. United States soccer was Jurgen Klinsmann. Agree or disagree, that was their, that was how they played, and they had a little bit more of an identity, and this was how they were going to do it, and it didn't work in the end, but at least we knew, hey, United States soccer is Jurgen Klinsmann, right? The way they would attack early in the game and try to get a goal, and they would send deep, and they would sell out early in the game and then try to protect. Yeah, agree or disagree, that's how we won a lot of games, right? And we did pretty well. And now I watch team and I go, it's a different game every single time. The only thing that is in common is the disappointment, and that's all it is.
That sounds about right. Yeah, I mean, as we're watching it and speaking now, you got guys flopping all over the place, by the way. Getting physical, getting a little bit chippy, and then, well, then we try to decide where the fine line is between contact and acting classes. But there have been just a number of those moves. You know that, you know, your daughter and her friends, the little ball tricks they do when they're by themselves before a practice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The Honduras players are doing that to the U.S. defenders and walking right past them. It's like, look at this. I'm going to do that neat little trick between my legs. Yeah, that was a nice flop. But it's just that kind of thing. It's like, would you just go and defend? And then they get over-aggressive, and these guys are flopping all over the place like they're the wacky, wobbly, inflatable tube man at your local car lot.
Yeah, they just look lost, and they don't look, like I said, there's no sync, there's no flow, there's no nothing, and you need that in soccer. You need that, and you just don't have it, and that's what's happening right now. Again, 1-0 Honduras, you're right, it could be 3-0. You know, this is like not one of those, hey, we got to stop the backsliding right now, here's a great effort by the United States. This is one of those, let's just end this leg of the qualifying and then figure out what we need to do next. Right? Sometimes you get that, hey, let's stop it right here, let's all get our act together, and you get a big effort. And sometimes it's, you know what, we're just lost and we're going through the motions, and then we're just going to have to sit back and press the reset button and see what we do after this. And that's kind of what I'm getting from the United States in this game.
Yeah, I mean, on the plus side, we're also watching some Telemundo.
That's true, yes. You're watching Telemundo. Yes, that is true. I have not watched Telemundo in a long time, but I'm watching.
Well, I used to watch Sabado Gigante a lot, and Mala Noche, no.
So, did you really? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right, very nice.
Look, Southside Chicago, wow, they just got being carted off. I have no idea what being carried off on a stretcher after that contact. It looked innocuous, and he went down, laid for about 5 minutes. Now he's being carried off by a band of six guys. What the hell happened to him on the way to the turf?
Yeah, it's tough.
Must have landed awkwardly because it didn't look like much of a hit.
No, and then and you look for, okay, well, maybe I'll be able to see because they'll have the closed caption, but the closed caption's in Spanish, and you try to understand. And I go, okay, I got a rudimentary knowledge. Okay, I know what that means. No, I'm done. I'm just going to watch. I'm just going to get on Twitter and see what people are saying, and then I'll understand from that.
Yeah, no, well, because when you have your closed captioning, right, and we do this all the time in the studio with our four monitors, you get about every third word anyway. Now you get every third word in Spanish. I'm learning again, right? I've got my app, and I've been taking my lessons again. Nah, I can't even try.
Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike gets swollen dome. The Jason Smith Show with my best friend. His name is Mike Harmon. When a train hits a vehicle at a railway crossing, the results are often deadly. Be cautious at crossings, and if the signals are going, don't be tempted to try and sneak across the tracks, even if you don't see a train. Stop, because trains can't. Brought to you by NHTSA. So we'll keep you updated on this. Obviously, it's a big deal happening right now. The United States looks absolutely awful against Honduras. The one thing I can say is that all the games so far, they've been pretty evenly matched, right? Like Canada.
Sure.
Because look at Canada and El Salvador. They've played other games where they've tied each other. And you say, okay, so it's not like we're seeing a big wide swath of talent. Oh, they, you know, this, you know, Canada ties the United States and they go and they lose a game by 5 goals or they win a game by 5. No, it's pretty much all the teams seem like they are equal. And that's bad news because we're supposed to have more talent. We're supposed to be better and deeper than everybody else. And that's not what you're seeing so far. And at least you're not seeing seeing taking advantage of the talent we supposedly have. Look, Canada's got a pretty good team, and you know they got their best team in a long time. But you know we should be doing a lot better, and it's not going to make it after tonight. I'm telling you, Mike, I'm going to apply. You're going to and you know what? I cannot. You look like we like I'll be Ted Lasso, and you could be Coach Beard, and that's how it'll be.
Okay. I think that works. What are we? We're going to do a sandwich swap on Friday.
Oh, sandwich swap every Friday. I'll even grow a mustache like Jason Sudeikis. I'll have that mustache.
Oh, you should grow a mustache. That'd be great.
Yeah, I'll have the mustache. Yeah,
you'd end up looking like Bertram from Jesse.
No, I think
anybody with kids just laughed, or maybe you like Debbie Ryan. I don't know.
No, I think with a hat on, I kind of look like Tom Selleck. Like if I had my, I'd have put a Detroit Tigers hat on and wear a Hawaiian shirt, I'd look like Tom Selleck.
Well played.
Take me a while to grow that mustache, though. It'd be Higgins. It's me, Higgins. Now we'll go the Ted Lasso route. I think that'll work pretty well.
And then we'll find a guy to hang out with that's TC. Look, we could recreate this whole thing.
Yeah, some of the parents on the team call me Coach Ted because they're like, oh, you know, you're funny. You say things kind of like he does. And I go, don't fret, Boba Fett. Oh, they laugh. I know how to make everybody laugh. You just steal
the lines. You're not even making up your own. You're just literally ripping.
Well, yeah. Well, they call me that. I got to give a Ted Lasso line. They don't want to hear my own made-up line.
You give a Ted Lasso inspired line.
They want a Ted Lasso line. They don't want to hear me making something up. They want to hear a Ted Lasso line.
All right.
Follow Your Dad is my favorite Gin Blossom song. Their best song is Hey Jealousy. All right. Twitter at How About a Fresca, Mike at Swollen Dome, The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Hey, running your own business requires a lot of running around, from bookkeeping to client meetings. You run it all. By the time you need to hire, you've run out of energy. Luckily, with Indeed Instant Match, you immediately receive a short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description the moment you sponsor a job. According to Talent Nest, Indeed delivers 4 times more hires than all other job sites combined. Hiring can finally run smoothly with Indeed. To learn more, visit Indeed.com/credit. That's Indeed.com/credit. Hang on, uploading my resume to Indeed.com right now. There it is. They just posted the opening. USMNT head coach. There you go. Hang on. Let me just say it. Yep. And send and in references. Mike Harmon. Okay. Nice. Alex Teichert will be my nutritionist.
I'm so down.
All right, very good. You be the team.
Jay, we just have to redo everything you're doing right now.
All right, that's fine. That's fine. I like that. You got to be. You can't be a nutritionist or like a personal coach or something and not have a really strong personality.
Absolutely.
I want you to come in and change everything people eat. Now I get to eat whatever I want to because I'm the coach, right? The players have to eat player stuff.
Yes, hands down.
All right, good. Very good. Okay, very.
You know how we'll do it, Jay? You eat their cheat meals. How about that?
Oh, okay. As a regular, I can eat like 2 or 3 of those meals at once.
Yes.
Okay. This is pretty good, man. We got me and Mike, and you're the nutritionist. I'm feeling pretty good about this so far.
But that'll also be a good new reality show of watching you eat cheat meals with Coach Jason.
How many ways can I eat cheese? Let me tell you right here on the show. 877-99 on Fox, Twitter at How About a Fresca, Mike at Swollen Dome. Coming up next, hey, we got big news out of the National Football League. We got quarterback derbies apparently solved. We got 2 quarterbacks talking about each other in advance of a big game on Sunday. Who's coming out on top of that? All that and more right here. This is Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by 3-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
I'm like that. See that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college? Because it ain't it.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Hey, buddy.
Halftime, yeah. Honduras 1, United States 0. An awful first half. United States going through the motions. I am
trash.
60 minutes away from being the next head coach of the U.S. men's national team.
Countdown is on.
I got a pretty good resume, Mike Harmon. I got wins. You know what I got to do is I got to do my overall record. I haven't done that. I got to find out what my overall coaching record is. I got to write that down. I got to go back.
It's all about growing the kids. That other stuff is a nice bonus. But come on now.
Yeah, but no, but we're trying to win now. I mean, we're now we're about winning, right? We're trying to win. We don't want to put out a team here that says, "Hey, we got growth, United States." No. We got to win games. We got to win games now, Mike Harmon. It's about winning games. That's why they got to know what my record is. I got to write that down. You know what? I'll do that. That'll be fine. But yes, it has been an absolutely craptastic first half by the United States. Just watching this, even if you know nothing about soccer, one team looked like they were on the attack. They were hungry. They wanted it. The other one looked like, when is this game going to be over? When is this game going to be over? That's exactly how it's going.
Terrible game. It's basically been Pulisic 1-on-3. Anybody want to run on with him? Nah. Let's watch him try. And then defensively, as we broke down a little bit earlier, more United States men's national coverage. You're getting anywhere else right here. Fox Sports Radio. Just a trash first half effort. There's no other way to call it.
Oh, boy. So we'll have more on that coming up in a bit, but we got some big NFL news to talk about. We're going to take a look at the Dallas Cowboys game tomorrow night against the Bucks. Joining us now on the hotline, there's only one man who can help us do this. He is the editor-in-chief at fansided.com. He is a Pro Football Hall of Fame voter.
Go Aztecs, dudes. All right.
And he is author of the book Berhalter, A Relentless Life Trying to Stay the Head Coach of the Men's National Team Before He Gets Fired Afterwards. It is Jason Cole. J. Cole, what's happening?
Well, you guys could just continue on because this is more than I've heard about the U.S. Men's National Team in the last 6 months.
Well, you've been writing books. I mean, you know, I understand. You know, sometimes you've been writing books and trying to keep Cowboys out of the Hall of Fame.
Because I'm doing a book on a former rugby player. I wouldn't know anything about this, yes. So.
Oh, okay. All right. Very good. All right. Well, I thought you were doing the book. You and Zach Wilson's mom are working on a book together.
Well, that too. But I've got. I have more serious work. I actually am writing a book with a former rugby player.
Really? I had no idea. Why? So from John Elway to a rugby player.
Well, this one's a little serious, so it's not. Let's not joke about this because he did get he did get paralyzed. So
You didn't tell me that.
Yeah, that's what. Well, I was cautioning because I knew where we normally go with things, not where we really want to go. Yeah.
All right. Well, good luck with the book. And
thank you.
It's going well. Hopefully, it's going.
And then back to Zach Wilson's mom. Okay.
Yeah,
so let's do that.
Yeah.
You got to let that gestate for at least 17 weeks now. So yeah.
I'm glued to every moment of Zach. I just want to see how many TV shots there are of Zach Wilson's mom. That's what I'm counting.
That's got to be one of the prop bets every week.
Such an under-over. It's amazing.
Yeah, but there's no room for it on Sunday because every time you show Zach, you have to then show Sam Darnold. Every time you show Sam Darnold, you have to show Zach. There's no room for Zach Wilson's mom.
Okay, I'm sure.
TV producer Jason Smith.
Yeah.
Let's just show the other quarterback.
Because this game is going to be so interesting, we couldn't possibly switch on to some other story. Because nothing says NFL opening season like Darnold Wilson, Carolina Jets. Yeah, it's the early betting line for the 1 and 2 overall picks. That's what we're talking about.
Okay, so when Zach Wilson throws 5 touchdowns, we'll see. We'll come back to that. How about we come back to that?
By week 8 or what?
Nicely done.
Hey, how do you see tomorrow night? Do you see the Cowboys have any chance to win tomorrow?
I have a big screen television. It's nice.
Okay.
That's the way you phrased it, Smith. You got exactly what you deserved in a response.
Okay.
It's about 70-inch TV. It's nice. It's a smart TV. I can do a lot of things with that, too. I can watch it very well.
How do you see this game tomorrow night? I can watch on my tablet. I mean, that'll be good if I have to move somewhere. I can watch on my phone. It's football on my phone. The big Eli Manning commercial. It's football on your phone. All these things.
Yeah. How do I see the game? Look, these games are usually a coronation of what is the record of the home team, the defending champion in this game? It's pretty substantial that the defending champion wins when they're at home, right? So I get the feeling like this is the closest thing that the NFL gets to a college atmosphere because there's so much pent-up desire to see real football, whether it's good or not. Like, the emotion is really great because it's the one game. It kind of has that specialty feel. So I think it really favors home team. And so, I think Tampa's going to roll this game pretty good. And the fact that Zach Martin's out doesn't help. That's Dallas's best player. And no amount of Cowboy Bees can replace Zach Martin.
It's a 37-16 and 1.
Let us say.
Well,
there
just
you go. 37-16 and 1, fellas.
Just to let you know, the kickoff game has been lost by the home team 4 times. Mm-hmm. The Giants have lost twice.
Okay.
The Patriots lost, and if you remember in 2019, the last time the home team lost, Mike Harmon, who lost that game? Who lost that game opening night? It was 10-3. The Packers beat who? Who did they beat? Oh,
Bears.
The Packers beat the Bears. That's right.
So yeah, I'm just talking about if you break this down into home team defending Super Bowl champion in this Thursday night game, I'm kind of curious. Like that, because it's kind of the coronation game for them. Like, they're still sort of on their big high from winning the Super Bowl, and now they're on display again. So I just think that this game lines up as pretty strong favorite for Tampa. And again, there's nothing that says 8-8-1 like the Dallas Cowboys.
I like how you gave him a tie in there as their ninth game. I like how you gave him a tie in there.
Well, because I've got to account for game 17, right? Like, they can't just – everybody's going to go, well, they're an 8-8 team. Well, there's a 17th game. Okay, well, we can call the tie. Let's do it right now. It's 8-8-1. That's what they're going to be. Like, they're a 500 team. Like, over the next, 5 years, they'll have 5 ties. Which is just an amazing thing to consider. So,
wonder if you can get a bet on that streak to 1 a year going forward. Yeah, because we've got a lot of great Yeah, great matchups on the board, about half the slate, and the other half is about trash, which sounds about right. So Ben Roethlisberger, the Steelers on the road at Buffalo. What do you think he's got left in that arm? Smith has put him to the scrap heap already, saying we'll see Dwayne Haskins in a matter of moments. What say you?
Oh, yeah, Dwayne Haskins is killing it in his career so far. I mean, Roethlisberger actually played pretty well a lot of the time last year coming back from that arm injury. What did he have, 35 touchdowns last year? I mean, I get it.
Yeah, it's some like people, a 3-1 touchdown to interception, yeah.
Yeah, like he was pretty good last year, all things considered, you know, playing behind that line with no running game. I get it. Like, the offensive line is – this might be the worst offensive line the Steelers have ever had. So you kind of sit there and go, this is going to be chuck and duck time. But now that they got, you know, Najee Harris and, you know, Claypool comes along, I think they're going to be a little bit better at tight end. I still think there's something there for Roethlisberger for the next year, maybe 2 years. So, and I think he's going to be, his arm's going to be better this year. I think early last season, you know, they were protecting that arm because they didn't want him to throw a lot deep. I think this year he's going to be fully healthy, and I think he'll be able to throw it a little bit, you know, deep. But that, of course, assumes that there's not going to be, like, just five Matador blocks up front every game. Like, Cleveland against them is just going to be a storm, right? Isn't it? Like, Cleveland's just going to bring the house every single time in both of those games, saying, you know, don't stop until you get to Roethlisberger. Like, it's going to be, you know, run, Forrest, run. It just mow him down.
Well, here's the thing, though, is here's where I get to where the difficulties are going to be for Roethlisberger and Brady at the end of the year, where, and also guys like Teddy Bridgewater and Phillip Rivers last year. When the weather gets cold, they can't throw the football.
Well, that's
they don't have that zip. They don't have that zip. It's what happens. That's what happened. Yeah. When the weather's cold, they can't throw the football.
They pay you for this. They pay you.
Absolutely, 100%. 100%. They pay me, and I'm very
happy.
Although
it's cold in December and January, you lose some zip on the ball. I think they're going to be fine. And Brady's playing.
Losing zip, and there's not being able to throw the football. If the Packers had been able to understand Brady couldn't throw the ball more than 10 yards in the second half of the NFC Championship game, they'd have gone.
Yeah,
to the
aside from that one that he threw over the top of the defense for the
Play of the first half. That's as far as he could have thrown it. That 30-yard pass was as far as. And why do you think they threw the pass to when they did?
Actually, he crow-hopped on that throw. If everybody goes back and look at it, he actually took a running start. That's how bad his arm is. He had to have a running start. It was like a discus throw for him.
You know, you basically say that. You say that, but I teach all my outfielders how to crow hop and throw the ball in softball. You laugh at that, but I do that.
Really?
See what you did?
Your teacher, are you,
now you got
are,
Coach
are you
Smith going.
Which side are they catching the ball on? Are they catching it on glove side or are they catching it on arm side? What are you doing?
No, they're catching on their – no, they're not catching on their arm side. They're catching on their glove side, and they're crow hopping and throwing.
Ooh. Interesting. I always like to teach the efficiency of, can you combo catching it arm side and then do the crow hop still? Can you teach them to be quick enough with their feet when you do that? Well, that's something we tried because we wanted to try them catching it just a little bit angled so they could crow hop that way.
Yeah, get a little bit off it. That's something I think for a little bit older girls, and once you get into high school, I'm still.
You're teaching crow hop to what, 4 year olds or something like that?
Yes, exactly.
Grow up now.
I want to watch Blue's Clues.
Smith is out there like, no Blue's Clues until you crow hop. No Blue's Clues.
See, I like the way you tried to jam the arrival of Steve back into our collective consciousness yesterday into the show, Smith. That was really well done.
Well, you know, I try. See,
I miss the days of watching Steve with my kids, with my little ones. So when we're not so little, they're 25 and 22. So there you go.
Well, Steve came out of hiding and hit social media, Jason. So you can go check that out. Send it to your kids and see how they feel about it.
They were big on the Magic School Bus, which not
who doesn't
to be
love Miss Frizz-
Jerome Bettis. Right. Jerome Bettis should have hosted the Magic School Bus. Don't you think?
The Magic School Bus.
Jerome, I had Bettis. One of those Jerome Bettis school bus colored shirts at one point. It curiously disappeared.
Oh, the bumblebee thing? God, he was so great in the bumblebee. He looked like 500 pounds of man just moving down the field. That was. It was. It made me feel like I'm almost in shape. Like, this is good. I like this.
Yeah, yellow stripes are tough to pull off. They really are, especially when you get if they got to be vertical. But
especially horizontal. Like, if you put a horizontal, you look like you're a layer cake. That's the
Layer cake.
You're like a lemon and chocolate layer cake. That's what you are.
Chocolate lemon layer. Cake.
Delicious.
NFL insider Jason Cole is our guest here on Fox Sports Radio.
Yeah, let's talk football. No, we're into layer cakes with Lemon and Jerome Bettis and the Magic School Bus. That's what we're doing here. This is awesome.
It's a rich tapestry. Yeah.
At some point, this is what's going to happen. There's going to be some enterprising young football writer who wants to vote for the Pro Football Hall of Fame but can't crack the room. So they're going to show up on the big day and say, here's what one of your voters likes to do on the radio, and they're going to play just a compilation of the crazy-ass stuff that you talk about and we talk about here, and they're going to say, Cole, you are out, and you're going to pick up your bag
out. Dave Baker's going to be, again, like Charles Grodin in Ishtar at the end when he's like, shoot him! Just shoot him! They're going to be like, take Cole out of here now! Get him out! Get him out!
All right, since this is the last time we get to talk to you before the season begins, what's your official Super Bowl pick for this year? The Jets and who? Ooh,
who did I pick? Jets-Panthers preview.
Oh, okay, good.
All
right. Super Bowl preview week one, Jets-Panthers.
Hey, it's just another game,
my
Sam Darnold said.
Life savings, let it ride, baby, just like with Richard Dreyfuss. Okay, so, yes, thank you.
That's a good goal right there.
I did go with, who did I go with in this one? I'm trying to remember, somebody asked me about this, and I was going with...
Jets.
Filibustering like he's on the floor.
Listen, if you haven't had a chance to make your pick yet,
I'm going
to
go repeat. No, but I'm just trying to remember what was my favorite one. Because like, inevitably, you do like 17 of these things, and then you forget about them, and you don't like keep track of them. Because this way, at least I'm going to be right about one team. If I can do this, you know, cover it. As long as I don't have the Jets and the Panthers, then I figure I'm not wasting a pick. Yeah, I think I got San Francisco on one side against Baltimore.
No, I like
that. That sounds familiar.
Who's playing?
Yeah, you might have said something about that yesterday.
Yeah, and perhaps Jim Harbaugh would look at that game and say, maybe I should go back to the NFL.
You mean maybe he's not going to try to just walk in and say, hey, guys, I mean, really, just be cool about it and step down so I can come in and coach the 49ers. Just be cool about it. Don't make an issue. Let me just come in.
Could you imagine like a brawl between Harbaugh and Shanahan for the right to coach that game? That would be awesome. It's a pay-per-view on Saturday night before the game.
So who's playing quarterback for the 49ers in this mythical Super Bowl game that you speak of?
I'm going to say Nick Bosa.
All right, very good. Nick Bosa. Okay. I thought you were going to say Jeff Garcia. Okay, no,
yeah.
Nick Bosa. Very good.
Yeah,
Ken
Dorsey
is going to play, yes.
Yeah, Ken Dorsey. Stick figures, Ken Dorsey. Like the guy who wears 11 just so they can look skinnier. I like that. Right. That's what I like.
I'm wearing number one. It's straight up and down.
Yeah, because then I can look really slender because I only weigh 172 pounds. I'm Ken Dorsey from the University of Miami. I think, I just have this weird feeling like Garoppolo's going to be – I just don't think Trey Lance is ready. Like, come on. And I just think that Garoppolo's going to put it together. I love their defense. I know it's a weird pick, you know, given the circumstances. But I really think the talent on that team is pretty deep, and I like the coaching. And as long as they can keep the defense healthy, I think they're going to do fine. But, yeah, like, there's better teams to take. I just, like – do I really think Kansas City is by far the best team in the AFC? Like, I don't even think it's close. But it's so boring to pick Kansas City. Like, we're going to be picking Kansas City for the next 7 years. because Mahomes is just that much better than everybody else, right? So, like, let's take a shot with somebody else on that side. And San Francisco, again, I'll take the long shot bet. So, there you go.
He's on Twitter at JasonCole62. That is at JasonCole62. His book, LA
I am
Relentless
making
Life.
Lemon and chocolate layer cakes tomorrow to sell. They're my Steeler special. There you go.
Yes. Boom.
In fact, I'm changing my pick to that. Jerome Bettis is going to ride into the Super Bowl on the Magic School bus in that uniform, presenting the cakes that I am going to like perfect over the next few months that will be for sale. And then we'll feature cowboy bees on the top.
All right, there it is. That sounds like a winning combination. That sounds like a Buddy versus Duff winning combination. From like
it sounds like it could be John. It could be a John Elway celebration. Sure. Of a relentless life.
Yes. Thanks so much, buddy. We'll talk to you
later.
See you, buddy.
Life.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel, it's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by 3-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of
that. Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. He's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college? Because it ain't it.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Oh!
Yes, sir.
Mike, you may need me around for a little while longer. I may not be the U.S. men's national team head coach after this game. Anthony Robinson with the equalizer for the United States as they have now tied it against Honduras. It is 1-1 in the second half. Big backflip by Robinson after he scores.
Oh, no,
like,
that
was like all the excitement just woof, just leaving the field and getting onto the television set as you can take a little bit of a sigh right now. Still early in the second half, but at least now the United States has a tie and couldn't be looking at a game where it's a loss, and that's when I become the new head coach of the U.S. men's national team.
Fighting for that job. I like that. I would love to see the pool. Would it be like that episode of The Office where all of a sudden you had a bunch of actors showing up? And there's Ricky Gervais, and there's eventually James
Ray Spader Romano.
Yeah, exactly.
So we'll keep you posted on this game again. It is 1-1 early in the second half. Now, I'm going to have to go back on something that I thought I was making a bold prediction on a few months ago. I have to, because I just can't ignore what's going on with Carson Wentz, even though he is going to be cleared likely to play week one for the Colts. You know, it's good news, because remember I said when they got Carson Wentz after free agency, I said, listen, that's all the Colts needed was a quarterback. They're going to the AFC Championship game. They have everything else they need. And then, you know, I don't know if it crystallized when I listened to Howie Roseman's interview on WIP earlier today. Eagles GM was asked about Carson Wentz and moving on from him, and he said, you know, we love Carson, but in our last four playoff games here, we had to have a backup quarterback finish the game. And that's a real stark reminder of just how brittle Carson Wentz is. And he's already walking into the season with an injury, with no preseason to get ready to go. And, you know, I look at this and I go, I feel like I'm just wanting this to happen, because when they signed Carson Wentz, things look, it's still a great landing spot for him. He's got Frank Reich, who was where he had his best success in the NFL. I understand all of this, but is he really going to stay on the field? And I'm not convinced that he's going to be someone that's going to be on the field enough to be able to win games and say, okay, he's going to play all 17 into the playoffs. I'm not there. So when we make our official picks in the next couple of nights for the season, I'm taking back Colts to the AFC Championship game. I can't in good conscience pick the Colts to go, knowing full well that Carson Wentz is someone that he could have a great week one, then he could struggle, then he could be out for a month and a half. I can't do it. I just can't, Mike.
My man, I did a big sale to you then that should have been enough to convince you, just in terms of as soon as the guy had competition, he wilted. Had nothing to do with him physically. Mentally, he checked out. And all of a sudden, going to Frank Reich was going to fix everything. Quentin Nelson, not only did he have this foot issue that he's back from, now he might have a back issue that lingers. No, thank you. That's a wall of mean that suddenly has a big crack in it if he's not there. Add to the fact that you have a receiving core that is questionable. Right, I like Michael Pittman Jr., certainly more so than I do T.Y. Hilton, but not having Hilton kind of takes a little bit away from what Pittman's going to be able to do, right? You lost one of your big weapons. Maybe Paris Campbell steps up, but all in all, I can't trust that Carson Wentz, and I didn't from day one, that he would be the guy to lead them and be on the field, whether it was Jacob Eason or Ellinger or whoever was going to take the job, that you were going to be seeing a lot of someone in relief. And even if you think the division is still there to be fought for with Tennessee, right, and then you look at who the hell knows what Urban Meyer's got in Jacksonville. I did like that video of the kids telling Josh Allen, the defender, that he was going to be captain. That was one of the great videos of the day. Meanwhile, Tua didn't get one of those videos, but that's a whole other story.
No,
for the time.
No.
But
Zach Wilson's the captain. Zach Wilson's a captain. He's not a captain at BYU. He's a captain with the Jets. That's all you need.
That's great. Yeah, you had to jam that in. I appreciate it. Well, I did sideswipe Tua. So I guess it's all fair.
You did.
And then
you did,
Houston
you did
is what
you,
it is.
You did a drive
so you
by.
Could yeah, so you could say, hey, it's a two-team division. I'm not so sure that the Colts are that second team.
You know, but here's the thing is I don't doubt that he's going to play well when he's in the lineup and if he's healthy. Because he's in the best landing spot he could be, and he was once upon a time an MVP level quarterback. And, you know, and there's a change of scenery. Yes, I like that part of it. I like the fact that he's not going to have to do too much. He's just going to have to play a little bit better than Phillip Rivers did last year. You're not asking a lot, but when if he's not in the game, I mean, what are they going to do? I mean, you've seen when they thought the Mets start the season without him, it was, oh, boy, they're screwed. They're going to play a couple of games. Burt Jones is going to be back playing quarterback for the Colts at some point. I just can't – you looking all this and the Howie Roseman thing today just cemented with me going, yeah, I'm really going to bank on Carson Wentz being healthy all season long and leading the team to the AFC Championship game. That's why I'm pulling it back. I'm pulling back my Colts to the AFC Championship game. Pulling it back.
There you go. It's about time. Good.
Pulling it back. Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike gets Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Of course, the next couple nights we'll make our official AFC and NFC championship game picks here on the show. I promise you we'll be more forceful than Jason Cole was when he was on. That was just, whoa, man, he really did pick the Jets and the Panthers.
I just like the way he was saying, well,
coming up next, you want to know how the Cowboys can beat the Bucks tomorrow night? Oh, we'll tell you. There's a couple of ways. Fox.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.